other things. We're going to start this morning, though, with a remarkable story coming from Galway. Barry Roach, the Southern correspondent for the Irish Times, is with me on the line. Barry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. Now, this is a 36-year-old man who appeared in court in Galway. A remarkable set of circumstances in relation to throwing away huge amounts of cash at a roundabout in Galway. Is that right?
Yes, I suppose we're somewhat curtailed because of he's not appeared in court, so he's facing charges. But the background to it is, your listeners will be aware, you carried the report yourselves, that there was a theft in Listowel last Wednesday. Wasn't it? Thursday morning. Thursday morning. A businessman went to make a lodgement and a thief snatched a laptop bag containing a laptop and cash to the tune of 150,000 euros. Gardaí and Kerry launched an investigation, and their investigation led them to Galway at the weekend, where there was a report of this man at the Scarrow Road roundabout, which is on the old Dublin Road out of Galway. Two female off-duty Gardaí were out walking when they spotted this chap throwing cash at cars passing by, and they rang it in, obviously, to their colleagues who got raised to the scene. The man was arrested. He was intoxicated. He was arrested, and Gardaí recovered 20,000 in cash, which they believe is the proceeds, a part of the proceeds of the Listowel theft. And the man appeared at court in Galway yesterday, a special sitting. He was charged by Detective Garda Shane O'Driscoll from Listowel with the theft of 120,000 euro and a laptop. He was charged by Garda Raymond Cassidy of Galway with Section 3 and Section 15 of the Misuse of Drugs Act. That's possession and possession of sales supply for drugs, because he was allegedly found with drugs on him at the at his arrest in Galway. And Garda Cassidy also charged him with Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Public Order Act, which is if you're intoxicated in a public place to such an extent that causes reasonable apprehension that you might be in danger to yourself or others. He was charged with that, Section 4. He was charged with Section 6 of the Criminal Justice Public Order Act, which makes it an offence for anyone in public place to use threatening, abusive, insulting words or behaviour. And he was also charged with Section 19 of the Criminal Justice Public Order Act, which is assaulting or obstructing a police officer. So he appeared on whatever that's a number of charges, as I say, the theft, the drugs, public order, and he was remanded by the judge to Castlereagh Prison in custody, Castlereagh Prison, and he's due to appear again at Galway District Court at a later date. So it's an extraordinary story. Can you imagine you're driving through Scarrow Road roundabout and somebody's throwing cash at you? It's just, you know, blizzard of notes. But anyway, that's the gist of it as we understand it so far. But obviously, it'll make for a very interesting court case when it comes to hearing or trial, whatever course the man takes. He's a 36-year-old man. He's Irish. But bizarre. Really bizarre.
Yeah, incredible stuff. And played out over the last number of days, Barry. And as you said, we'll hear more when it comes before court again. Is it reasonable, or do we know at this stage that this, because of the element of it, that this may play out in courts in Galway rather than Kerry? Or is that yet to be decided?
That's an interesting question. Place of arrest is Galway, but shall we say, the substantial offence, I suppose, the theft is a Kerry case. So whether it goes back down to there in Kerry or whether it stays in Galway, I'm not sure yet. But obviously, it'll be one that will be watched with closely by reporters everywhere, I think, because it's just, you know, it's the sort of thing that you hear about happening, and it's just a weird story, to be honest. And that said, on a serious note, there's 20,000 recovered, but there's still the bones of 100 grand missing doing my maths here. So whether that's going to be recovered or not, I suppose, Gardaí, the investigation is continuing, and obviously they'll be putting together a detailed file for the DPP, who will decide what jurisdiction it takes in terms of court. Is it district court matter? It would seem to me, in the face of it, to be serious enough to go to the circuit court, but whether it's a Galway circuit court or a Kerry circuit court remains to be seen at this stage.
Yeah, certainly does. Okay, Barry, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks for bringing us the details on that one. That's Barry Roach there of the Irish Times with us on the line, a Southern correspondent, on that remarkable, incredible story. Can you imagine that, going along at a roundabout on a random morning, and confetti of cash falling from the sky. Incredible stuff. If you have a comment or a view for us on anything you've heard thus far on the programme, get in touch with us on the programme this morning. We've lots more things to get to on the show. Well done to the Kerry Hurlers winning out over Donegal at the weekend, and they march on and will be the even though their manager was less than impressed with the nature of the win, it was still a win, and they march into the summer. Of course, we're into the week that the Kerry footballers will play their first game in the Munster Championship against Clare at the weekend, and there's that to talk about as well. Give us your views, 0667 123 666.